Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm just kind of calling to verify the validity of what I was working on. Can you tell me who you work for or who you're with?
Yes, sir. We're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay. Are you in any way associated or working with Verizon Wireless?
No, sir. Let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
83864.
And your name?
Steve Solger. I mean, I got an offer, something saying that I want an iPad, and it has all of the trappings of a scam. So before I do anything, I wanted to get some verification or validation of it.
What was that last name, sir?
Solger, S-U-L-G-E-R.
And what date was the storage?
With the which?
I'm sorry?
What date was what?
Were you charged, sir?
Oh, no. I have not been charged. Like I said, I'm just trying to get some sense of validity or properness of this offer and not be putting my credit card or any information out that I will get scammed.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
I've had that happen a lot in this COVID time period.
Yes, sir. Like I said, we're third party, so we handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. What was the item
right.
you were looking at getting?
Well, it was an iPad Pro that it had the heading or the association with Verizon Wireless. Like, you've been a good customer for a long time, you're winning this iPad Pro, and all you need to do is fill out this thing and you'll get it. And further, I had not done anything. And I got repeated messages about, we have it available for you. All you have to do is give us the information. So I'm suspecting it is actually a scam. So I guess what you're telling me is this has no, you can't in any way validate or know who your customer is servicing for.
Well, we customer service for a lot of vendors, sir.
Yeah, but you would have no way of knowing, even if I knew their name, whether they were reputable or not.
No, sir.
That's fine. I'm not going to do it. Bye-bye.